Great. Okay, everyone, well, thanks for joining the November 1st Learning Materials Working Group meeting. And then I'm just going to kind of run it very similar to the way that Bobby has run it. She's not able to join us today. So I'm going to start off here. Everybody knows the antitrust policy. I think we've already covered an introduction to the Learning Materials Working Group. Anybody has any questions about any of these, just let me know. A lot of times we'll go through and show the community calendar. So let me just go ahead and see if I can click on this link here for us here. And so this will kind of show you some of the upcoming events for this week. So if you're interested in joining any of these open meetings, feel free to do so. I know that we're going to be having our job fair event this week as well, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. And then, you know, a lot of other community happenings throughout the week through Friday, November 5th. All right, next thing I want to cover is the training. So as Bobby had talked about before, we got this nice edX training and basically the blockchain, I think the administrator and Fabric developer have all been updated by Bobby. So those are there if anyone's interested in jumping in and taking on those courses, feel free to do so. We can also talk about Consensus Academy, which is another great resource for training through Consensus rather than Hyperledger or edX. And then here's some links to, you know, boot camps, BESU training. Everyone should be familiar with BESU, which is collaboration where you can use Ethereum on the back end for a Hyperledger project. And then all of these different other events. The GitHub repository for the Giving Chain is up there. And so I know that Bobby's been working hard on that. And maybe, Matt Hu, do you want to give an update on that project for the Giving Chain? Can't hear you right now, Matt Hu. So I don't know if your audio is not working. I'll just say ask to unmute here and see if that helps. Okay, well, I'm going to continue here. So the next thing that we should cover is the review my e-learning. And so, Leanne, I just want to make sure you can still hear me on the other side here.
Yep, I can hear you.
All right, perfect.
Thanks,
I didn't hear from Madhu, so I didn't know if she was having trouble with audio or if it was my side. Okay, so the next thing I really want to cover here is what I'm going to be doing this week as far as the university course project. So at this point, I'm going to show you the reviewmyelearning.com website. And what I've done is I've taken all of the first three course curriculums and loaded them into this platform. And so everybody can see my new screen here that I've loaded those up.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take these top three, and basically I updated our package to be more of a non-trial type package. And so now I'm going to work on seeing if we can get people engaged with updating these first three courses. So if you want to be a reviewer, then let me know and I will add you to the list of who wants to be in the reviewing. So I'm going to open this first one here. This last one here, what you'll see is the one that I did for a test. And I really didn't get any traction with people going in for the test. But this time I'm going to give a 1 month amount of time to go in and do this. And then whoever wants to be a part of it can engage in it. And then anything that people add as far as comments will all be addressed by me, and we'll update that university curriculum to be ready for the next upcoming year. So let's just see.
So John, that link is if I want to be a reviewer.
Correct.
I need to go just looking for, how do I get there again?
Yeah, I'll put the,
reviewmyelearning.com
is the website.
Okay.
And I'll put it in the chat here just for ease of use.
So I have to go there directly, not from the Hyperledger wiki.
You can get there from the Hyperledger wiki. It's just a link on the Hyperledger. Oh, that's not even the right URL. I just have a link to it, but it's a separate website. Mm. And the reason why we're using this platform, Leanne, is this is the platform that I've used with IEEE, and it works very well for taking on reviewer comments and then being able to update the presentation materials accordingly.
Okay.
So if you'd like to be a reviewer for any of the first three sessions, I will add your email address right now. And the same for Madhu, if she wants to engage with this as well.
So can I look over them first before I agree?
Here's what I would say is, why don't I just add you as a reviewer?
Okay.
And you do what you can as you see fit. Does that make sense, Leanne?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you're under no obligation to do anything if you don't feel comfortable or you don't, you know, have the time or engagement to do it. But
I put my email in the chat.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's perfect. That's the perfect place to do it. Okay, let me grab it here. Excellent. Yeah, it'd be wonderful to have you a part of this and do what you feel is appropriate for yourself. If you think it'd be good for you, that would be wonderful. And we would appreciate it. And it seems like we've got Randy that joined the call now. Randy, thanks for jumping on here.
Oh, hello, John. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just going through, and I'm going through the university curriculum, and I'm going to make November the month that we do this full update. And so if you would like to be a reviewer, and like I told Leanne, review what you would like only, I can add you to the list for each one of these three courses that I'm focused on the update for right now.
Okay. Do you have to have experience? Because I've never reviewed before.
I don't think that it necessarily requires experience. Because a lot of times, even in my review of IEEE materials, mm-hmm. I found that some of my review was actually just strictly driven based on, you know, language or grammatical things that need to be fixed, or my observation of, let's just say, like slides where I thought, you know, the slide should look like this or have this change.
Oh, okay, then. Sure, then please add me.
Okay, great. And just, you know, as I told Leanne, just do what you can and what you feel comfortable with, and we'll appreciate any input that you provide.
Okay.
So just provide your email in the chat, and I'll add it right now to the first one. Then I'll make sure that we get those transferred over to the other three.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Anyone have any questions about how this process will work? Thanks. That looks great. I'm going to copy yours over right now, Randy, and put it in here.
Okay.
And then you'll just go to the URL that I put in the chat there, that reviewmyelearning.com.
Okay.
And then it may ask you to set up an account, which there's no cost for an account.
Okay.
But the Hyperledger. University course. And I think what's going to be good about this is if we get a process down, then I will say that that will be good for all courses. And we could even look for edX courses or anything else that might be appropriate for having a peer review. Okay, great.
So, John, I have a question, but maybe I should leave it till the end.
Feel free to jump in now. I think it's pretty casual as far as our conversation. So go ahead, Leanne.
So I haven't been to these meetings for a while. I'm just wondering, it seems like you're pretty agnostic in terms of the way you're, like whether it's Ethereum or whether it's consensus or whether it's Hyperledger or like, are you combining different, different platforms from different groups? Or how does it work?
Yeah, that's a great question, Leanne. I think that, Bobby has looked toward, looking at the full ecosystem. And I think that's really how the Learning Materials Working Group has grown up. And I think that even when we look at our meetup that's around the Hyperledger job fair, we'll also have, companies like Consensus that will join and, provide their perspective on who they're hiring and what skills that a person needs to get a job with Consensus. So what I would say to you, Leanne, is it's going to always be driven by, Hyperledger as the primary, but I don't think it's going to be exclusionary where we won't talk about other opportunities for learning and other skill sets that may be valuable to the community. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I was just wondering because I'm working on education material. So maybe I should. Yeah.
Yeah. And Leanne, I would recommend if you are working on other learning materials, feel free to, collaborate with us on those. Mm-hmm. And just let us know if that's something that you want to push out as far as, more in the open source style community, or as something that you're going to be charging for people to, go into the curriculum, and we would just need to disclose that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of like what we're doing with edX. edX courses are generally free, but if you want to get the certification, you'll pay for the certification after you've completed your learning.
So I'm doing it with Wolfram U, which is generally free.
Yes.
But you do have to get the software.
Perfect. No, I'm very familiar with Wolfram.
Okay.
It's a very respected training company. We would love to have that as part of the curriculum that's available that we can disclose to everybody who's interested.
Cool.
And I don't know if you have a link to anything that we want to just add to the thing. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to actually put it down with new business and we can just talk about it just a little bit more there. So let's just say.
Okay. We're still creating it. So we haven't actually launched anything yet. But I mean, we do have lots of tools for anyone to use if they want. But in terms of the presentation of how to use those tools, that's for me to do. So I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm just going to put it down here.
Yeah, so Wolfram U.
Yeah, Wolfram U is what it is.
Yeah, capital U. Yeah, it's all one word.
Okay, Wolfram.
I can put a link to Wolfram U. You want me to do that? Give you a link to Wolfram U.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Not that it has, exactly, but it shows you the type of stuff they do.
Yeah, let's just see that in the chat. That'd be great. And then I'll add it here. And I'll just call this course edition. Perfect. From Leanne. Okay, great. And I'm going to just copy this link straight from the chat, put it in there, and hit the update. And then let's go ahead and talk about it a little bit more when we get down through to the new business section. If I grabbed it correctly, is that? Yep, there it is. Perfect. Okay, great, Leanne. Thank you very much for that. That's exceptional information. Okay, I'm going to jump back up here to resources. And anyone, I think, Leanne, that was great that you jumped in. Just feel free to jump in as appropriate. And let's just address it as we go through here. So the next thing is, let's look at the resources. So if you're really interested in learning more about what's going on with the meetups, this is a great newsletter that you can subscribe to, which is basically the weekly update. And I'm just going to go ahead and right now try and put it into the chat just so you can subscribe if you're interested. And it's called meetupslist.org. And I'll also add it to the wiki here real quick while we're on the deal. And then I'll just put it up here. And if you're interested in really seeing all the great stuff that comes out, because these are all really a lot of the thought leaders in the Hyperledger space, then subscribing to this weekly update is a great way to engage there. Okay, perfect. Next thing I'm going to talk about is we're doing our next event in the employment space, and that's coming up on November 4th with Jim Mason, and that's in the wiki. If anyone wants to go to the wiki, I'm going to give you this in the chat as well. And we've always had some great participants in these employment events. We have Accenture that's joining us. We have DTCC that's joining us. And then we also have another recruiter that's joining us. So if you're interested in a job in the blockchain space, definitely try and join us on November 4th for this particular career fair meetup. And Jim Mason's going to be hosting this one, and it's going to be hosted out of the Boston meetup group. Okay, then we also have Budapest is having deploying Fabric on Kubernetes 2.3 plus. And then we also have Boston doing this ATARC, blockchain technology for voting elections. So that should be good. That's much more of a government driven event. So if you're doing anything with government, that might be something of interest to you. And then also I went ahead and added in here where if you want to look toward adding an event and you're a meetup organizer, you can go here and get the feed of all the different meetups that are going on and also add to it if you are a meetup organizer. And then the other great thing is we always try to record all the meetings and we stream them live on YouTube whenever we can. So there's a whole playlist of all the past meetups if you want to go and check out any specific event or topic that's of interest to you. And we're really building up a great library there. So, you know, if you're interested in any topic related to Hyperledger, it's going to be in there. Developers, here's the developers contributor experience working group. And if you're interested in that, you can go over here to this link that Bobby's put in the chat, or really into the wiki. And then we also have Hyperledger Firefly, if everyone's familiar with that. That's really the Kaleido team who's done a lot of work on being able to do blockchain as a service very easily and deploy to Hyperledger Fabric or to Ethereum. And so anybody who's interested in that, check it out. That's who's also working on the Giving Chain with Bobby. So they're really a great community contributor in the Hyperledger space. Other thing I'll just kind of highlight here, Matt Zand recently is doing a meetup around his new book. And this is great if you're interested in hands-on smart contract development. And then also we have this one down here, which is CryptoDad. And if you know Chris Giancarlo from the public space, his book just came out and he's very excited about that. And that's a brand new read. You can look that one up on, both of these should be available on Amazon. I think the links are there right in the wiki. Okay, next thing I'm going to jump down to is these new project announcements. Bobby's talked about these before, but if you're interested in global scouting, that's available, Fabric Token, Fabric Operations Console, or Mini Fabric. So check out any one of those new projects if you're interested. Then the next thing we're going to go down and talk a little bit about Giving Chain again. And so if you're interested in collaborating with Bobby on the Giving Chain, I know she'd like to have more participants there. And it really is a good project that she's doing with the Firefly team. Next thing is the marketing committee. If you're interested in any type of community development or what the developers relations group is doing as far as marketing, feel free to join that session, which is at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and it's on the second Wednesday of each month. And then I think that this old task force has really been done. And is everyone familiar with the new landscape of Hyperledger? So let me just go ahead and show you that real quick, and you can just see how that's been updated. So if you go out to this landscape.hyperledger.org projects, there was a lot of great work done there really to kind of change what used to be the old greenhouse into something that's more in line with how everyone views Hyperledger and the good landscape. So you can look at, you know, the overall landscape here. You can look at it in card mode, which I kind of like card mode the best. You'll go in there and if you're interested in, let's just take a look at Firefly since we were just talking about that. And then it gives you a whole deep dive on Firefly and gives you some stats and talks about different presentations. Goes through all that. So you can go in and check out these cards and learn all about any project that you're interested in. And the other thing I'll just mention briefly here is everyone on the call familiar that Hyperledger now is called Hyperledger Foundation? And Hyperledger Foundation is really, you know, now that, you know, there's a new TSC and Daniela has now become the executive director, the, you know, focus of the group going forward is going to be Hyperledger Foundation versus Hyperledger Project. And so you probably should see a bunch of new updates on that coming out. But I just wanted to make everyone aware of that. Okay, and then some of these old community happenings are old. So I'm going to go ahead and just delete that because this one is back in October 18th. And if anyone has any community happenings that they want to post here, just reach out to myself or Bobby. And we'll be glad to, you know, do that update. Okay, now we'll come down to old business. We already talked quite a bit about the Giving Chain. Anyone on the call have anything they want to add about the Giving Chain for discussion here? Nope, sounds like we're good there.
John, could you just summarize the project?
I'd be glad to, Leanne. So the Giving Chain is a project that Bobby Mascara had done before with Hyperledger Sawtooth. And it's really about, you know, tracking what I'll say, community giving, and, you know, tracking it using the blockchain. And in fact, well, let's go out and just take a quick look at it so we can, you can see exactly what is going on at the giving chain. So blockchain powered generosity. And if you want, I can go ahead and pull up the demo. And I don't know if you guys can hear that. It might not be coming.
No, I think you audio. Have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would just say, here's what I would do is just go to this link here and you can learn all about what's going on with the demo.
Okay.
And I think it would give you a lot better insight into the project. But the good thing is now this year, as opposed to last year where Bobby was working with Hyperledger Satu, is that they're working with Firefly now. And so Firefly is a blockchain as a service provider. And it looks like, you know, they're really doing well as far as getting the thing going. And it looks like the main thing that's focused on for this year is to purchase aid supplies for Project India Women. And that's what it looks like they're focused on for 2021.
So it's about humanitarian aid. Is that what it is?
Development? It is. Absolutely. That's perfect in a nutshell, man.
I just read a great paper on that by Sophie Blackstad.
Perfect.
I might put the link in the, I don't know.
If you put the link in the chat, I'll add it to the wiki.
Oh, yeah, you should add it. It's a great, fantastic paper.
Yes, because anything that we can do as far as positive social impact and promoting that would be great.
I just wrote a paper on it, actually.
Perfect. And that might be something we want to put on the agenda for the next call, if you'd like.
Oh, okay. Well, it's very specific to a particular blockchain in Kenya and Red Cross.
Great. But have you done a lot of presentations around it, Leanne?
No, I just got the paper accepted. It was just a mad rush to get it in. So I haven't done anything. Probably okay, needs good. More feedback. So yeah. But it uses Wolfram tools to analyze the data. So it's maybe it's also kind of interesting.
Great. Well, here's what I would like to offer to you, Leanne, is if when you feel like it's in a final state, you would like to have it presented as a meetup, I'd be more than glad to organize a meetup that would have you give a forum for you to present to a broader audience if you would be interested in that.
Sure.
Okay, great. So I'll put my email in the chat here and then just reach out to me directly when you feel like, you know, you're ready in the final state.
I'll send you a copy of the paper and you can decide if it's the appropriate thing.
Yeah. And my main thing is, you know, whatever we can do to support projects and papers and discussion that's for a positive social impact, that's what we want to do. But yeah, send that along to me and I'd be more than glad to organize an event for you to talk about your paper and the project that you have going on in Kenya.
Okay,
great. So thanks, Leanne. That's wonderful information. In fact, I'm even going to add that here to the new business. So let's go ahead and let me just edit this here real quick. And I'll come down to the new business section. Okay, Leanne. How would you like me to define your paper there, Leanne?
Let's say complementary currencies. Why don't I type it in the text? I'll give you the heading.
Okay, great. Let's do that. And I want to add it to the new business for today.
So yeah, I'll just get the heading for you. And
yeah, and I want to include it here because then we'll really be able to take action. And that's what I want to do. Complementary currencies for humanitarian aid. Perfect. Awesome. I can get the right link here. Let me recopy it.
I'll give you a subheading.
Excellent. Yeah. Any additional information that you have, give me all of that information. Okay. Looks like I got the subheading here. Now I just got to get the top heading.
You got to get it from me, or you have it, right?
Yeah, I have it through the chat. Okay.
Yeah.
So you should still be able to see my screen, right?
Yeah, I'm searching for my paper right now to send you. So I'm going to.
Good. Okay. John, to work with Leanne around hosting a meetup about this in the coming month. Perfect. Does that all look good, Leanne, as far as the update there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. And then I'm also going to add in here.
Just Wolfram has one R.
Sorry about that. That was just how I was typing it in.
You can call it Wolfram U. Like, I'll put it in the chat. That's what they.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, great. That's. I'd rather be perfect than spelling it wrong and not adding the U. John will do outreach to various chat groups for participants in Okay, perfect. Okay, anyone else have any new business that they'd like to bring to the forefront at this time? Okay, it looks like Elizabeth Green asked about the cryptocurrencies being considered at COPT, or, you know, that conference, COP26. And Elizabeth, I don't know what the current status is on that. I would assume that they will be talking about cryptocurrency mining during that climate change conference. So that would probably be my expectation. And I would just kind of maybe go to the website for that COP26 and see what the topics are that are listed for discussion by the world leaders there.
Elizabeth, if you want, I have you on LinkedIn. I'm going to send you a book that was launched at COP26. And in there, there is a paper there on currencies. Well, not necessarily crypto, but on local currencies and how to use them for the environment. So I'll do that.
Perfect. Thank you, Leanne. I really appreciate your help on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Thanks, Elizabeth. I really appreciate you weighing in on that and asking that very relevant question. If anyone else has any questions, Randy, if you have anything you want to bring forth, or Madhu, feel free to do so now.
No, I don't have anything as of yet, but I do have a question for the review.
Sure.
Can we get the link?
The link is, if you log in with your account, and you should have received something via email, Randy, check your email that you provided to me in the chat.
Okay, will do.
And so what I would do, Randy, and you can reach out to me, you saw my email in the chat here, right?
Yes.
That you'll get an email from Review My E-Learning and say you've been invited to review this curriculum. And then you just create a free account. There's no cost to it. And then just go in there and, you know, start the process. And it's basically, when you first log in, you'll see a screen with a little play button in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Click that play button, and then it'll put you into the first of the curriculum slides, so to speak. This one is more driven by Word documents than PowerPoints, but it's the same functionality. You'll just scroll through the first page of the Word document, and then in the right-hand side, you can just put your comments.
Okay.
In fact, I'll just kind of show you here. I'm going to switch over here. And so then I'm going to say here for the first one, I'm going to say the review cycle, I'm going to actually cut it off on December 1st. Okay, now I'm going to start on new review cycle. Here we go. Now let me just go up here and see if it's already in its review cycle. Okay, I'm just going to try it myself. So you're already in there as a reviewer, and I had the review cycle going here through 12/1 of 2021. And then I'm just going to try and do a review now.
Okay.
Then it'll say when you log in, it'll say, you know, you're ready to review. And then you'll see how you've got this little circle with a play button in it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I click that, then it'll just start up here. And then here's my first slide, which is Enterprise Blockchain Technologies, Lab 1, Fundamentals of Distributed Systems. Okay?
Okay, see it.
And so if you said, John, I'd like to see this have green added to the slide, you know, or the word fundamentals was not spelled correctly, anything you want to add to that would be perfect. Or, you know, I'd like you to use a different font, or it might use another image here. You know, whatever kind of comments you want to add is great. And then over here, you would just put in what type of comments you're adding. So let's just say you're going to comment about the text. And I'm just going to type up here, you'd say use a bigger font and consider changing to a sans serif font. Okay, and then I'll just hit save. When you're done typing whatever you want to put in here and whatever it's relevant to down here, just check the boxes. Then you click save, and then you've added your stuff in there. And then I'll review everything for approval, disapproval, and then it'll all be updated into the new document.
Okay.
And then down here, you see these little go forward and back buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you're ready to go to the next slide, then you hit the forward. Now it loads up this slide with all this information on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh yeah, no, thank you. I'm really excited that you're going to be a part of this. And the thing is, just review anything that you feel confident with, you know, whether that's reading what it says and just changing pictures or whatever you want to do, that's great. And then you know, just the more reviewers we have, the better outcome we're going to have on this.
And John, do you have a particular target audience, or is this
yeah
catch-all, or what is the?
Yeah, that's a great question, Leanne. So I want people like Randy, who may be, you know, very good at identifying language or grammar that needs to be fixed, or maybe even design elements that need to be fixed. But then we're also going to need some really technical people that are going to analyze the technical verbiage for each one of these things to make sure it's relevant to 2021, 2022. Does that make sense?
And it's for the general user who doesn't know anything?
As to the general user that doesn't know anything, but the technology is properly defined,
mm-hmm.
so that if you're in a university course, let's say that I'm at the University of Colorado taking a blockchain course,
mm-hmm.
then that, let's just say, undergraduate student is going to be able to say, oh, okay, I get blockchain now because mm-hmm. I've gone through this curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah, but your expertise with Wolfram, you, Leanne, makes you, you know, perfectly suited for this. And Randy, I appreciate your wonderful help. And, you know, just the more feedback we can get, the better outcome we're going to have on this curriculum.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Randy, and thank you, Leanne. I appreciate both of you. Okay, so that kind of goes through that. Any other questions about the platform itself? When you get to the end, it'll just say exit. See this orange button that I'm highlighting over here? If you say finish later, you can always come back to this. This is a good thing I want you to know, because a lot of these ones that I do for IEEE, they're like, you know, 85 slides, and there's no way that I can digest 85 slides in one sitting. So something here is you can always come back and finish it later. So if you want to do, you know, 1 to 5 slides, whatever you want to do, come back to it. You can do that, finish later. And then when you're all done with a full set of the course, just mark it as complete. And then you're done, and then it'll disappear from your dashboard at that point. And then it'll let me know that you've done your review and you're through checking it out. Okay, perfect. If there are any other questions, then I'm going to move back here, make one more inquiry to see if anybody has any new business or any announcements they'd like to make. Okay, not hearing any, I'm going to go ahead and bring the meeting to a close. And anyone has any questions about the learning materials working group itself or the curriculum that I just posted there for review, reach out to me on email and I'll be glad to answer any questions. And then our next meeting is going to be in 2 weeks, which is going to be on November 15th, 2021. Okay, well, I thank everyone for joining today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'm going to give you back about 10 minutes of your day.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay, have a wonderful day, everyone. Yep,
take you care. You too. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey,
bye.
Is it, when is it okay to talk about something that's going on at Chainlink? I mean, because it's kind of a competition to a Hyperledger, isn't it?
I don't know, Elizabeth. I guess, you know, you could always bring everything up in new business. But if you have
I'm just saying because they're having a hackathon, it's $500,000 in prizes, and I didn't know if it was appropriate to bring that up in this meeting because it's kind of is there a competition going on? I'm so collaborative. I'm really not a keen to competition things.
Yeah, and I think this learning materials working group, as I talked about at the beginning, and Leanne can, you know, attest to that, is, you know, we try to focus as the top level on Hyperledger, but also, we're going to highlight other things going on in the industry that are relevant to people learning about blockchain or participating in the blockchain space. So if you want to just, you know, provide a link in the chat, I'm more than glad to put it down as new business as something that's may be of interest to somebody that's coming to the wiki that wants to get involved with any type of hackathon. So if you have that, Elizabeth, and want to post it in the chat, I can add it to the new business.
Well, it's only going to be new business till the end of the month, and then it's over.
Oh yeah.
There's what we found at the meeting we had this morning with Ravish was that they have a nice library.
Yeah. Please feel free to share that, Elizabeth, and I'll put it into the new business just as far as something for people to be aware of. And we can probably talk about it. If it's going on the full month, we can talk about it.
I sent it to Madhu because I have a question for her. Madhu, can you check your chat, please?
I posted a chain to chain link. Is that and on there it says the chain link hackathon kicks off.
Okay, so great. And when is the hackathon kick off?
October 22nd till November 28th.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I'm just going to go
actually, there's a better, link. I don't know, maybe this is a better link.
Yep, I'm just going to put about it in here.
Madhu, I had some questions about the giving chain that I about your particular your slides. So did you get that in the chat the last time we met, or should I ask them again?
There is a chain link. Hackathon going on through November 22nd, is that correct?
November 28th, October 22 to
November 28th. I'm just going to put it like it's, you know, if you want to join now forward, you can do that. Here is a link to participate. And then I'll just go ahead and put that in the chat. No, that's good. And I appreciate that, Elizabeth. Is there anything specific you want to mention about it? It sounded like you had some good
she prizes. Said the library was really good. I'm wondering what that what do you mean by that?
A like library of a chain. Go ahead.
On their resources.
Okay, I'm just going to put it here and then I'll try and pull it up here. Get rid of this one. Okay, I'll just click the update button here.
And you know, if you are doing tutorials, you might look at theirs. They've got a lot of them. Seems like a lot tutorials.
Yeah, so it looks like they got some good prizes for people. And a lot of different tracks here.
But I did want to invite all of you to join me. I have a couple of uses that I'd like to see happen.
Great. Well, thanks for sharing that. That looks like valuable information to the community. Anyone have any specific question about the Chainlink hackathon that Elizabeth shared with us? Okay, well, I appreciate that. Elizabeth, thanks for putting that out there.
One of the ideas that I mentioned this morning that we spoke about with Ravish this morning is since, so if we had a lawsuit 1 billion people say sued all of the fossil fuel industries in the world for climate change. Then we would have probably a team of attorneys making $1,000 each, having to put together settlement packages for 1 billion people. And that could potentially cost $1 trillion. And so I think that if we could find a way to automate that and to make it really not tamperable, you know, I mean, really immutable. I just thought, you know, you could do it by hand, but I think it'd be a lot less expensive and more secure with blockchain.
Yeah, any type of smart contracting that's automated always works well with blockchain for sure. Okay, everyone. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up now. Thank you very much for all your contributions. And we'll look forward to the next meeting on November 15th. Reach out if you need anything in the interim and keep track of all the great things going on the Hyperledger schedule. Thanks.
Bye, John.
Thank you, John.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great day.